Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday night, baby. It's Friday night. The freaking weekend is here. Are you not having a good time? I am. Don't shake your head, Chris. We're out here.
We're changing people's lives.
That's what we're doing on this show. All right. And after this, as soon as we're done, we're going to go in and.
Buenas tardes.
Right into the weekend. And I hope you have a Buenas tardes weekend yourself, as I most definitely will. Jesse. He says, all right, I said something on social media about not sending me articles and videos. And the guy says, Mister, I'm not going to read articles or watch videos we send. I won't send any more articles or videos. So I'm just going to give this little piece of advice. Since you're over 40 now, never trust a fart. Have a good day, Shogun. That's so crude and terrible. All right, let me explain. I am a terrible rude person. This has been well established. Don't nod and agree, Chris. You're supposed to disagree and back me up. Anyway, I'm a terrible, rude person. So I'm going to say something. It's going to be very direct. Undoubtedly, you will probably be offended by it, but that's just the way it's going to have to be. When you have a job that has you talk politics in the radio, TV, it doesn't matter what it is. Look, it's not even really a job. It's the easiest thing in the world, so I'm not complaining. I get to sit down and do what I love and talk to you and make jokes and have fun every single day, right? So there's no complaining here. But everyone sends you things to read and watch. And when I say everyone, I'm not just talking about you. I mean everyone. Friends. All your friends do it. Family members. Everyone you're related to does it. any person with access to your cell phone number or email address or a social media account, every single person you know sends you something and says, you got to read this. You got to watch this. It's a guarantee they all do it. I need to explain something. I'm never going to read it. I'm never going to watch it. You're welcome to keep sending it. It's not like I'm offended. You're not making me mad or offending me, but you do need to understand you could send me what you think is the most important thing in the world. And you could say this is the most important thing in the world and I won't read it and I won't watch it because I get, and they're endless. And every single one of them thinks it's the most important thing in the world and it's something you have to read. If there's something you want me to know, Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com, Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Don't assign me a reading assignment like you're my high school English teacher. Sum it up for me in a sentence or two. Not because I'm somehow more important than you, but because I have to sift through so many of these. You sum up the article or video in a sentence or two, I will get it. Because remember, all your emails, they go right to Chris and he prints them out for me. And I sit down with a huge stack every day and I go through them before the show because I want to hear from you. I do want to hear from you. It's not that I don't want to hear. I'm never reading your article. I'm never watching your video. Ever. You can send it. It'll never get read or watched. Not by me. Maybe Chris will, but I doubt it. All right. I feel better. I got that off my chest. I'm going to try not to get fired up again because I already played this earlier, but I want to make sure everyone is aware of this. Dan Bishop, a great congressman from North Carolina, one of the few, you'd very rarely hear me say a congressman is great, great congressman from North Carolina. He had the chance to interrogate the assistant attorney general about the Federal Bureau of Investigation and their fake kidnapping plot. I'm going to play this for you because I'm going to pair it with Ted Cruz. And I want to make sure I reinforce before I get back to the Ask Dr. Jesse questions. I want to make sure I reinforce just how serious the situation is.
In one of the DOJ's highest profile domestic terrorism cases, a federal jury appears to have found that the FBI entrapped people in a matter involved in an alleged plot to kidnap the governor of Michigan. The jury acquitted two defendants and hung on two others. You're familiar with that case, sir?
Yes, sir. I am familiar with that particular prosecution.
The FBI appears to have contrived the plot, used its informants to draw people into the plot, and provided logistical and financial support to what was, in effect, an FBI operation. And the board behind me details just some of the resources that were devoted to the op. The alleged Whitmer plot was announced October 7, 2020, within a month before the U.S. presidential election. How come that timing for the FBI's announcement of this plot?
That's an ongoing case. I'm not going to comment on it. I can tell you that in every case, we follow the facts and the evidence and the law, and we do so without regard to politics or ideology.
Not only did they try to entrap a bunch of people, they did so in an election year and announced it in October of an election year so they could continue to try to paint right-wingers as dangerous people trying to assassinate governors. The Democratic Party didn't do that. The Federal Bureau of Investigation did that on its own. You worried yet? You worried about that yet? This is Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz grilling him, and then I'm going to play you Ray Epps again.
In Michigan, that case ended up an absolute debacle where the four people who went to trial, two of them were acquitted, two received mistrials. None of them were convicted on even a single charge, and the basis of the defense was entrapment, that the FBI, that paid enforcements for the FBI, had suggested and had incited the conduct. Let me ask you, how many FBI agents were disciplined or reprimanded after that disastrous case and the misconduct that led to every defendant being acquitted or having a mistrial on every charge?
Senator, I can't comment on any personnel matter. I can tell you that that case, as I understand it, is now pending a retrial, as I understand it.
Well, the special agent in charge of that case has now been sent to D.C., to the Washington, D.C. office, and now leads the investigation regarding January 6th. Is that correct?
That doesn't sound right to me.
That does not sound right. The name of the individual is Stephen D'Antuono. He was run out of the FBI Detroit field office. And by the way, I will point out that the lead investigator, Special Agent Track, are you aware that he was apparently fired for allegedly beating his wife. He'd made multiple derogatory political posts about President Trump, showing political bias. Are you aware of that?
I am aware of, I think, the incident you're describing and action that was taken about it. To clarify on the first part of your question, Mr. D'Antuono was the special agent in charge of the office, the Detroit field office, and is now the assistant director in charge of the Washington field office. I thought you were asking about the agent who was responsible for the
incident. So the guy in charge got promoted and is now in charge of the January 6th investigation.
The guy in charge of the whole Detroit field office is now in charge of the whole Washington field office.
That is astonishing.
You worried yet? You should be. When I bring this up about the Department of Justice and the FBI becoming the weaponized arm of the Democratic Party, I'll inevitably show up to a bunch of emails from communists. Oh, what are you scared of? Buddy, I don't care what your political persuasion is. If you're not scared of a federal law enforcement arm that works for one of the political parties and only one of the political parties in this country, then you have never opened up a history book. Just a little reminder for you again. I don't know that Hitler ever killed a single person. I don't know how many people Mao killed. Once Stalin took over, I don't think he ever killed a single person. Pol Pot. Once he took over Cambodia, I don't think he killed a single person. But boy, their state police officers, they killed a lot of them. A lot of them. A federal law enforcement arm that has become politicized and weaponized against the enemies of the party in power is the biggest deal in the world. The biggest deal in the world. So please spare me the great men and women of the FBI crap. I know they're there. I know they're there because we finally have whistleblowers coming forward. And those people, the people in the FBI who are coming forward and doing the whistleblowing, I do consider them to be heroes and patriots because I know what they're risking. I know they're risking it all. But let's not sit and pretend as if this organization just has a couple minor problems and we'll just get rid of one or two guys and then it'll go back to, I don't know, going after actual crimes. This is a rot that is deep. It is widespread. It has been going on for years and it is the biggest deal in the world because of the power they have. Jesse, I can't foresee the Marxist Democrats relinquishing power. Because of this view, I don't think November's election will happen unless they can assure themselves a victory. Can a president declare national emergency stop the election? No. No. Look, we're not there yet. We'll be there one day. They're not in a position of strength to do something crazy like that. Go vote. Get out in November and vote. And if you still haven't had your primary yet, go vote in that one. All right? All right. Someone has a question about their doctor or a comment about their doctor, Israel, whether I want to be press secretary, and LGBTQ studies. Hang on.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Don't worry, we're not almost done. We've got tons of show left. Tons of me left, Chris. What? Don't roll your eyes. That's important for people. Look, we're out here. You know what we're doing, Chris. You know what we're doing.
We're changing people's lives.
Freakishly tall one. While listening to the podcast, the last night's show, you talked about the condiment accessibility while you're on your pilgrimage to Israel next year. I had the image of you walking through the Holy Land wearing a utility belt with all of your go-to sauces hanging from it. A bottle of ranch dressing hanging from your hip like a six-shooter. That would really show all the good people of Israel the kind of classy individual they're dealing with. And as an added bonus, your wife would be horrified. Stay thirsty, my friend. Who says I could use his name? His name is Rob. Chris, I need you to go ahead and look up if there is a condiment belt of some kind. Oh, Chris, don't think I won't. Don't think I won't walk through the Holy Land next summer with hot sauces and ranches. I'll have an army of hot sauces like a bandolier strapped across my chest. Oh, gosh. Don't forget, you can come to the Holy Land with us next summer if you want. Me and Chris and the fellas. In 10 days, it's going to be so sweet. You have to go to ChristianExpedition.com/Jesse if you want to do that. All right. In reference to Monday's show, I just found a new doctor, one that will hopefully not lie to me anymore. Remember this. This is a shift, quite a shift in our cultural institutions, and I know this is not an easy shift. You should not trust your doctor until you vet your doctor. Have you vetted your doctor? Ask your doctor this. Ask your doctor if your child should get vaccinated against coronavirus. All the information is available out there now. You can find it easily online. I can find it online. We know the danger the virus itself poses to kids, which is virtually zero. We know the danger the, quote, vaccine poses to kids. All the information is out there now. Your doctor, how your doctor answers that question should determine whether or not you ever walked into the doctor's office again. Does your doctor still require you to wear masks? Oh, but Jesse, now this is what I'll get. This is what I'll get in response to this. Jesse, yeah, my doctor does, but it's just because the insurance companies or just because it's a major corporation. Look. I understand your doctor may be forced to do things, but let me ask you this. My doctor only makes me wear a mask because the insurance company's telling me has to. Okay. What else are the insurance companies telling your doctor he has to do with regards to your health? If he's not allowed to sit there and make individual decisions and recommendations on your health, if he has to be worried about what the insurance companies or what some major medical corporation are telling him to do, then how do you know he's not giving you advice based on what they say when it comes to other critical things about your health? Vet your doctor. Vet your doctor. And as I've been telling you, so I talk about chalk and all kinds of other things. You and me, because of the rot in our medical establishment, we have to start taking more ownership of our personal health. And believe me when I tell you, that sucks for me as much as it sucks for you. You know my love of Velveeta and fast food cheeseburgers and pizzas, and I love Bud Heavies and Jim Beam, and I'm right there with you. I know. And look, it's not like I'm some health freak. Let's do CrossFit. I'm not. We have to be better. Jesse, I know the subject comes up for often about you running for public office again. I don't think that's a good idea. Your sultry voice of wisdom and hilarity is too important for America right now. That's true, Chris. What, Chris? I do, however, see you in a different role in a public office where we would all get to hear you speak on a daily basis. White House press secretary. Think how incredible it would be if you towered over everyone at that podium, fielding questions from those screeching lunatic communists masquerading as journalists. You'd put them all in their place, and you would be an incredible asset to the next administration. Would you consider this? Says, use my name. Buenos tardes. His name is Dominic in Tampa. Gosh, Tampa's such a cool town. I need to get down to Tampa. Chris, we need to do a show visit to Tampa. We rarely do show visits. No, dude, you would love Tampa. Chris, I'm serious. You've been to Tampa? Oh, I forgot the wife is from Florida. You didn't enjoy yourself in Tampa? Oh, Chris, well, I'm sorry. Well, you can't go to Tampa and shop at the dollar store. You have to actually spend some money and go out and do something. I know there's no Mexican food, okay? Look, we live in Texas. We live at the pinnacle of Mexican food. So when I go to other places, I never order Mexican food because I know I'm going to be disappointed. You don't order Mexican food in Tampa. Go out and get some conch fritters and stuff like that. Look, it's great. Did you just say what? You don't know what conch are? Such a child. Listen, these. Oh, wait a minute. I believe it's a shellfish. Never mind, Chris. Never mind. Never mind. You should don't get the conch fritters, Chris. All right. I've answered this before. I'm going to answer this again really briefly. Don't worry. I'm not running for office again. I've joked about it before. I'm done with that. I'm not going anywhere. I am in love with what I do. I'm in love with working for Premier. They treat me like $1 million. They never tell me what to say or not to say. I am so happy. I'm not going anywhere. All right. The Jesse Kelly Show is not going anywhere. I wake up every day. I got to pinch myself, living a dream. I also don't know Trump or Heavy D, the two likely nominees. I don't know either of them personally. I know a bunch of people around each of them, which gives me a nice window into what they're thinking and what they're doing. I don't know either of them personally, nor am I interested in it. I'm not interested in being a political fanboy of any kind. I'm just not. I know that's some people's thing. It's not my thing at all. I'm not interested in it. That said, if it was an administration I believed in and they asked me to come help, it would be very, very difficult for me to say no. I feel an obligation to this country, an obligation to try to save the country. Part of the joy of this job is not just, you know, laughing and making fart jokes on air. Part of the joy of the job is it does feel like, I know it's just a radio show, it does feel like we are doing it some good in some small part, right? Every email I get, Jesse, I ran for school board, I won, thank you for... That stuff blesses me to no end. That stuff makes my day. Makes my day. All right. We have a bunch of Ask Dr. Jesse questions still. I do have to get to this LGBTQ studies thing. Hang on a second.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
I keep hearing that a lot of people are still on the fence about owning gold and silver. Have we already forgotten about the bank closures, inflation, global instability, World War III that sadly may be coming? Look, precious metals, you need them for various reasons. You want tangible currency on hand, a portfolio diversification strategy. It's a hedge against inflation. You need value, stored value that stands the test of time. I know you're paying attention to global events. Wars bubbling up everywhere. Countries are buying and hoarding mass amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our heads in the sand either. The Oxford Gold Group are the pros. They make owning gold and silver easy and simple. Call Oxford Gold Group right now and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-G-O-L-D. Mike Lindell and MyPillow no longer have the support of big box stores or shopping channels the way you may have shopped for their products in the past. MyPillow have found themselves as part of this cancel culture. Because of this and the change in retailers, they want to pass the savings directly on to you. To get you familiar with other products, they are having a $25 extravaganza with the promo code Jesse. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. $25. Their six-piece towel set, you guessed it, $25. And for the first time ever, the premium MyPillows with all the new Giza fabric, any size or loft level, just $25. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special square for these $25 deals. Free shipping on orders over $75. Enter promo code Jesse or call 800-845-0544 for this amazing offer that won't last long.
Sheriff,
it is the Jesse Kelly Show. Going to continue with our Ask Dr. Jesse questions, and I'm going to get to this LGBTQ studies thing in a second. Chris has been looking up conch since we were talking about Tampa and conch fritters and stuff like that. Chris, of course, I know you're going to find this shocking. Jewish producer Chris went and looked at how much they cost. We weren't talking about prices, Chris. We were talking about how delicious they were. That's one. Two, you asked me if I've ever seen them raw and live. Get this. Tell me this isn't sweet. All right. Even you will appreciate this, even if you people can't eat them. Hear me out. I went on this snorkel trip once. I think it was in Florida. I don't remember where. I went on this snorkel trip once where you go out by the coral reef and you do some snorkeling. As part of this snorkel trip, you would go, it was about 20, 30 feet deep, totally clear water. You would snorkel above, and the conch would be down on the bottom of the water. They're down on the bottom. You know, deep breath, suck it in, swim down. You have to swim down to the bottom, and you grab them off the bottom of the water, carry them up top. And then you had that. We all had this boat where we all were. It's a big group thing, right? So the prices were reasonable, Chris. Okay, the prices were reasonable. You hand the conch to the boat guy. He pulls them out of the shell. Oh, they're pretty big. They're pretty big, buddy. You hand them to the boat guy. He pulls them out of the shell, dices them up right there, raw, and then he marinated them. When they were diced up, he marinated them in like some spicy, really spicy, like Caribbean jerk like type sauce. And then he busted out the saltine crackers and put like this conch mixture and the sauce on there. Dude, fresh out of the ocean, even you would eat that. Even though your rabbi would be mad, you would eat that, Chris. I'm telling you, it's delicious. It's delicious. LGBTQ studies, it is a minor that launches as the public university raises tuition. I have a couple points on this. This is at the University of Nevada. Chris, do me a favor. I have it right here. You know how much it costs to send a child out of state to the University of Nevada? $36,000. So let me see here. I know I went to community college, so bear with me. 36,000 times 4, that means it costs roughly $140,000, give or take, to have an education, a four-year education from the University of Nevada. Now, that's not my point I'm trying to make. Okay, it's expensive. Okay, that's really bad. My point is this. How many middle-class, upper-middle-class, rich Republican parents have raised a child for 18 years and they have spent time with that child, loved that child, taught that child values and manners. Maybe you took that child to church, maybe synagogue, Chris. Maybe you have spent 18 years loving and raising your child because you love them. How many of those parents are now going to spend $140,000 to send the child they love off to a university that hates you, hates the country, hates your child, most definitely hates you, and will do everything in their power to undo everything you've done for 18 years of your life. You can be mad at the University of Nevada all you want. You can say, this is crazy, this culture war stuff, I hate it, why won't they stop it? They're never going to stop it. They're not going to slow down. They're not going to back off. It's actually going to get significantly worse from here. We have not reached some bottom. I've explained to you before, and I made this all the way. We are less than 10 years away. You know how you have those internet drop boxes now where you can check male, female, trans, non-binary, all these turbo freak things. You know how you've seen these things now spread? Less than 10 years, one of the things you will be able to choose on that drop box is M, as in Mike, M-A-P, minor attracted persons, pedophiles. They already have a clinical word for it. They've already printed a couple articles about it. You've had a couple university professors go out and speak about this publicly. Less than 10 years, that will be the case. They're not going to stop at the University of Nevada or anywhere else. The question is, are you going to continue funding your enemies? And even worse, are you going to send that child you adore, your son, your daughter, your baby girl, are you going to send them to the University of Nevada so your enemies can then teach them to hate you? Be mad at University of Nevada all you want. You should be mad at yourself. My kids are never going to the University of Nevada. I don't know if either of my sons are ever going to a university, period. I understand university degree is necessary if they have a specific field that requires a degree. They will then go to some sort of junior college for a couple years first while they work, and then they can go to a university of my choosing. Well, we'll probably choose it together to finish their degree there, get in, get out, get off of that communist training center as fast as humanly possible. But believe me, I know this is just like the doctor thing. I know this is a break from what it's always been. I know this is a break from tradition. But the days where you just send little Aiden, Jaden, and Braden off to college because, well, that's what you do. You go to college. You have to have a better life. Those days have to be dead and gone. They have to be behind us. The communist in the United States of America has thrived for decades off of that mentality. I still see it. Remember, we talked earlier in the show about my neighborhood, how I live around normal people. I see it all over my neighborhood. Oh, where's Billy going to school? Oh, that's so cool. He's going to Berkeley. Oh, that's exciting. Oh, Bob got into, oh, you're not going to believe this. He got into University of Florida. Isn't that cool? Sweet. Oh, Susie got into Duke. And they sit, and these parents, they sit and they brag about all the colleges their kids get to go to school in. And I'm sitting there looking at these parents and I'm saying, man, I know you. I know your love of country. I know your values. I know your love of your child and your, for bragging rights, you're for what reason are you sending that child you adore off to a communist training camp? You have any idea how many emails I get? Do you have any idea how many emails I get to my show with heartbroken parents talking about what the university did to their child and their relationship with their child? And don't you dare make the mistake you might be making right now. Not my child. He knows. She knows right from wrong. They're 18. They don't know squat yet. Their brains are still unbelievably pliable. Why would you take that chance? Yeah, maybe they'll come through it just fine. Hey, you know what? I could take my kids down to the Houston Zoo tomorrow on a Saturday. It's going to be a beautiful day. I can pick them up and chuck them in the gorilla enclosure. Hey, they might make it out fine. They might not. I love my children too much to take that chance. I'm not saying never attend a university. I'm not saying that at all. But man alive, we have got to break this mindset. We have got to break it on the wheel of, well, you got to go to college. Whew. Not my sons. I love my sons too much for that. Not my sons. No, sir. All right. I still have a bunch of emails to get to, so we're going to do an email roundup for the final segment. That'll be a lot of fun. In between segments, I want you to do something for me. I want you to pick up your cell phone. I want you to dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. And when that happens, something magical is going to happen. It's like magic. Here's what's going to happen. Your cell phone bill, it's going to magically basically be cut in half. I know. Isn't that a miracle? And get this. There's more to this miracle. When you dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly, you will stop funding one of these cell phone companies that hates your guts. Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, they spit on you and your values every single day. And all of a sudden, you will cut them off from that source of funding. It's like a miracle, right? Switch to Pure Talk. That's how you switch to Pure Talk. Keep your phone. Keep your cell. Or look, keep your cell number. Or get a new phone, new number. They whatever you want. American customer service. Wonderful customer service. Pay less. Stop funding people who hate you. dial #250, say Jesse Kelly.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and I still have a stack here, so we are not going to waste any time. You know we would never waste time on this show, Chris. Oh, real quick, before we get into this, on the subject of wasting time, do you have 10 minutes this weekend? 10 minutes. I know life is busy. Look, life is busy for me this weekend. Running all over the daggone place. Do you have 10 minutes? I have 10 minutes. 10 minutes to practice with your weapon. Use your Mantis X and practice with your weapon. It's only 10 minutes because you don't have to drive to the range. You don't have to load magazines. You don't have to spend money on gas. You pull out your Mantis X, you attach it to your weapon, and you practice inside of your home. And I need to be clear, we're not just talking about target practice here. Drills. They will put you through drills. You don't have to be intimidated. If you're a beginner, that's fine. They will make you better. Whatever your level of proficiency is. The Green Berets use it. So even if you're good, they'll make you better. Mantis X. Get a Mantis X and practice. Go to MantisX.com, okay? MantisX.com. Practice this weekend.
And now...
here's a headline.
By Cole, you know the thing.
Emails
we didn't get to.
Jesse, my wife and I got engaged in the fall of 2019 and planned for an October 2020 wedding. Then everything shut down. We live in Connecticut, where the governor decided to ban weddings over a very small number, except for his daughter, of course. Gosh, that steams me. This was our first wedding for both of us. We're both older, 35, and wanted to be able to start a family, and new time was working against us. My wife is from a large Italian family and always wanted to have that big fairy tale wedding. Oh, gosh, that's so sad. Ultimately, we decided not to postpone, and we got married in October with just my parents and her mother in attendance. Still no luck on starting the family. My wife was forced to get the shot for work. I don't know if that has anything to do with it. It's our age, or just as harder they make it seem when you're. It's just harder than they make it seem when you're 16. Haha. I know this pales in comparison to some of the other stories you read, but they took it away from us, and we can never get it back. You can say my name. My name is Chris. No, that doesn't pale in anything, man. To not have the wedding you want, to not have the wedding your wife and her family wanted, that's not a small thing, man. To struggle now to get pregnant, that's not a small thing. I know so many couples that have struggled to get pregnant and are struggling in the middle of struggling to get pregnant. That's not a small thing when you get married and you want a baby, you want to make kids, which is a wonderful thing to want, right? I mean, it's what we all want. And then sometimes it doesn't happen, right? Sometimes it's just, you know, not God's plan for your life. That's not a small thing at all. That's not a small thing at all. And you have every right to be angry about it. You have every right to blame people about it, because that freaking sucks. Oracle. And remember, if you have stories you want read or just want to be heard about ways all this COVID madness hurt you, you can email me and I will read them. I may not read them all on the air, but I will read them. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. All right. They will get read. Oracle, you mentioned that you reheat Velveeta shells and cheese. I'm curious as to your method. Do you add milk? I add milk, or else it's a thick, sticky mess, but the flavor is a little weaker. Teach me your secrets, because I know, as the all-knowing Oracle, you surely have one for Velveeta. Thanks, dude. Obviously, I'm the Velveeta king, okay? One, I don't reheat Velveeta shells and cheese, although I would. Remember, Velveeta shells and cheese, they have a recipe online. It's very gourmet. Actually, they have a bunch of recipes online for cheeseburger mac that's made with Velveeta shells and cheese. It's so good. And you can edit it yourself as you see fit, but I love it. My kids love it. It's twice as good the next day. After all the flavors have just sat there and don't shake your head, Chris. After all the flavors have just sat there and gotten to know each other, oh, it's a miracle. No, I don't add milk to it. I always, before I nuke it, add even more black pepper to it, black pepper, the most gourmet of spices out there. Sir Jesse, in previous shows, you came up with some grandiose ideas for your new studio. One of those ideas was to commission a large oil painting of you in a chainmail or armor on a horse in some insane war scene. You said you'd hang it at the entrance studio. You're in the new studio. What's the status of the portrait? I'm dying to know. Tell the suits you need it. Says I can use his name. His name is Sam. We do need that, Chris. Chris, let corporate know it's critical for the show. What, Chris? We need this. I don't know how we can come back to work Monday unless we have an oil painting there. I don't know how we can do it. Hi, Jesse. Making our first trip to the Bozeman area. Wondered if you'd recommend carrying bear spray on our daily excursions. I love you. Yes, here's a reminder to all you who did not grow up in the Rockies. There are grizzly bears up there. They will eat you. If you get in between a mother and her cubs, you will live the final 5 minutes of your life in agonizing pain as the grizzly bear tears you limb from limb. Carry bear spray. I prefer a 44 Magnum or a shotgun with a slug barrel, or, well, shotgun with slugs and then buckshot. Every other shot is a great way to do it. I'm not naive. I understand you're traveling to Montana. Probably don't want to lug a shotgun around. Look, my old man has a ranch up there. My folks have a ranch up there. They carry a shotgun everywhere they go. Shotgun. One round buck, next round slug. One round buck, next round slug. That's how most of the pros do it up there. If all you can do is bear spray, do bear spray. But do something. Have something. And I'll tell you something else, and I know this is stupid, and it sounds stupid, and you will look stupid. But look, Chris looks stupid every day. That doesn't hold him. What, Chris? Don't put that finger away. A bell of some kind. You can either attach it to your belt. I know that can get annoying, or you can simply walk with it in your hand. I mean, like a little ding, 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 ding type bell. Chris is holding his hands up. It lets the bears know you're coming, and they will scurry off before you get there. Lots of times when you get to these bear attacks, like when you get in between a mom and her cubs, you surprise them. They didn't hear you coming. That will help you. That's been proven effective to help you, okay? So just take care of yourself, all right? Every single year. Look, it was like clockwork. I don't want to say we'd laugh about it, but we'd shrug our shoulders about it when I lived in Montana. It was just to be expected. Every year, a couple tourists would get eaten by a grizzly bear in Montana. That's how it goes, and that's not a pleasant way to go, believe me. Hi, Jesse. The playlist on Spotify is great. Found your show 8 months ago. I'm so glad I did. I listen as I make dinner, and you make me laugh out loud. She says, shut up, Chris. He does. See that, Chris? The LGBTQ Air Force purge of our military will ultimately be our downfall. My husband served in the Navy for over 20 years. Most of our friends can't believe what's happening to their military. I didn't like it when women went on our ships, and I'm a woman, and this transgender ideology has reached insane levels. I don't know how this changes, and it's scary. Ask what I think of the PACT Act, John Stewart and the Republicans defending it. I'd like your thoughts. Says I can say your name. Thanks for all you do. So on and so forth. Her name is Kim. Well, yes. I mean, eventually it's going to come down to needing a military to stop somebody who wants to take us or take valuable things from us. And we don't have one. Or we do. We're not going to have one as the rot continues. As far as the PACT Act goes, I'm all about protecting veterans and taking care of veterans who got screwed by that burn pit stuff. But don't you dare trot out some massive multi-billion dollar bill with all kinds of waste and fraud and abuse and handouts in there, and then throw a little something in there for veterans and tell me it's some kind of veterans bill. Crisis actors don't work on me. That does not work on me. It will never work on me. I know exactly what the Democrats did. They loaded this up with goodies for their own constituents and then said it was about veterans. And because Republicans are too weak and stupid to stop it, they didn't step up and stop it. All right. If you missed any part of the show, the whole thing's on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. You keep your chin up. Put a smile on your face. Spend time with your family this weekend. We'll be back tomorrow. Well, not tomorrow. We'll be back Monday. Do it all over again, all right? That's all.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.